what you are thinking. Most of the time, a deeper dive into your mind's patterns. What I've often seen in Vedic astrology is that the fifth house, its ruling planet, and the sun in your chart reveal a lot about your thought patterns and mental energy. These elements combine to shape not only your intellectual approach, but also your creativity, passions, and even romantic inclinations. Let me guide you through how each part of this cosmic trio impacts what you're likely thinking about most of the time. 1. The fifth house, core of your thoughts and creative energy. Intellect and creativity. In astrology, the fifth house is your center for mental energy and how you channel creative expression. If you find yourself deeply drawn to art, music, or conceptual work, it's likely because this house has strong influences that make you naturally creative. Romantic thoughts and joy. This house also governs romance and love. So if you're daydreaming about love, the fifth house has a role here. You're often thinking about joy, excitement, and even the thrill of speculative risks because this house fuels those desires. Judgment and speculation. When you weigh risks or have a gut feeling about something, that's your fifth house talking. It controls your ability to make calculated moves. So if you're drawn to areas that involve speculation, like investments, this house plays a big part. 2. The fifth lord, directing your thought patterns. The planet ruling your fifth house, known as the fifth lord, gives direction to your thoughts, focusing your intellectual energies. Its placement in your chart is like a map to understanding what captivates you mentally. If it's in the first house, you're often self-reflective, thinking about how you come across to others or how you express yourself. In the second house, family and security are big themes, and much of your thinking might be about values, traditions, or stability. In the third house, you're likely absorbed with learning, communication, and perhaps building specific skills that let you express yourself. In the 10th house, your career dominates your thoughts, guiding you to think about achievement, recognition, and success. Kesher 3, the sun, illuminating your sense of purpose and thought clarity. Self-esteem and purpose. The sun represents your soul and drives your sense of purpose. If your sun is strong and well-placed, you're likely confident and clear-minded, with thoughts that gravitate toward meaningful pursuits. When you feel the urge to work towards something significant, that's the sun lighting up your mind. Sun's placement effects. In the fifth house, you're often thinking about leadership, creativity, and ways to stand out. It amplifies your desire for self-expression. In the ninth house, your mind wanders toward big picture ideas, philosophy, and perhaps spiritual concepts. You're drawn to explore and question. In the 12th house, your thoughts may turn inward. This placement pulls you toward introspection and possibly even spiritual or subconscious exploration. Her 4, aspects and conjunctions, shaping specific thought themes. When planets influence your fifth house, fifth lord, or sun, they add layers to what you're thinking about. Jupiter's influence makes your thoughts optimistic, broad-minded, and often philosophical. Mercury's influence sharpens your analytical abilities, making you focused on communication and intellectual agility. Saturn's influence adds seriousness and sometimes skepticism, making you think practically and with discipline. Mars's influence intensifies passion and drive, but can bring impulsive or assertive thinking if not balanced. 5. Combining these influences for your mental blueprint. By considering the unique blend of your fifth house, fifth lord, and sun's positions, I can get a sense of your main mental themes. Here are a few examples to show how these play out. If you have a powerful sun and a fifth lord in your 10th house, your mind is likely focused on ambition and creativity in your career. If your sun and fifth lord are in water signs or in the 12th and 8th houses, your thoughts might often be introspective or focused on deeper, transformative subjects, such as psychology or even the occult. Nakshatra influence on thought process in the fifth house. Now, let me examine the placement of different planets in each one of the 27 nakshatras of Vedic astrology within the fifth house, and let's see how that plays out in your thought process. Each nakshatra brings its unique flavor to your mind's landscape, and the planetary placements within these nakshatras can further refine and add depth to what you think about and how you process the world around you. Thought patterns of Purva Ashada Nakshatra for all ascendants. Purva Ashada Nakshatra, located in Sagittarius and ruled by Venus, is symbolized by a fan representing invigoration, renewal, and the drive for victory. Known for its confident, optimistic, and courageous energy, Purva Ashada is the nakshatra of ambitious individuals who seek to expand their influence and manifest their visions. This nakshatra encourages personal empowerment, spiritual growth, and a desire to overcome obstacles with resilience. Here's how the fifth lord in Purva Ashada Nakshatra shapes your thought patterns, depending on your ascendant and house placement. Aries ascendant, sun as the fifth lord in Purva Ashada Nakshatra, ninth house. With the sun as the fifth lord in your ninth house, Purva Ashada's optimistic and ambitious energy shapes your thoughts on philosophy, higher learning, and personal beliefs. You may often think about how to expand your understanding of the world, guided by a desire to align your life with higher ideals and purpose. Purva Ashada encourages you to approach learning with enthusiasm and confidence, making your mind focused on exploring new horizons. Your thoughts are centered on spiritual and intellectual growth, valuing experiences that lead to personal empowerment and a broadened perspective. Taurus ascendant, Mercury as the fifth lord in Purva Ashada Nakshatra, eighth house. With Mercury in the eighth house, Purva Ashada's transformative and determined energy influences your thoughts on hidden knowledge, transformation, and personal depth. You may often think about how to uncover life's mysteries and gain deeper insights, valuing knowledge that empowers and transforms. Purva Ashada encourages you to approach learning and self-discovery with intensity, making your mind focused on diving beneath the surface of things. Your thoughts are centered on understanding profound truths, valuing intellectual courage and a fearless approach to unraveling life's complexities. Gemini ascendant, Venus as the fifth lord in Purva Ashada Nakshatra, seventh house. With Venus as the fifth lord in the seventh house, Purva Ashada's confident and expansive energy influences your thoughts on relationships, partnerships, and shared experiences. You're likely to think about how to create fulfilling partnerships that support both personal growth and mutual aspirations. Purva Ashada encourages you to approach relationships with optimism and a desire for growth, making your mind focused on building connections that are empowering and inspiring. Your thoughts are centered on partnerships that bring out the best in each person, valuing relationships that foster personal empowerment and shared purpose. Cancer ascendant, Moon as the fifth lord in Purva Ashada Nakshatra, sixth house. With the moon as your fifth lord in the sixth house, Purva Ashada's resilient and energetic energy brings a sense of dedication and optimism to your thoughts on work, health, and daily routines. You may often think about how to improve your well-being and accomplish your tasks with vigor, guided by a desire for excellence. Purva Ashada encourages you to approach daily responsibilities with a sense of purpose, making your mind focused on overcoming obstacles with determination. Your thoughts are centered on achieving success through consistency and resilience, valuing routines that bring growth and vitality. Leo ascendant, Jupiter as the fifth lord in Purva Ashada Nakshatra, fifth house. With Jupiter in the fifth house, Purva Ashada's expansive and inspirational energy shapes your thoughts on creativity, self-expression, and intellectual pursuits. You're likely to think about how to use your talents to inspire and empower others, guided by a desire for growth and achievement. Purva Ashada encourages you to approach creative and intellectual pursuits with enthusiasm, making your mind focused on reaching your fullest potential. Your thoughts are centered on self-expression that reflects wisdom and strength, valuing creativity that empowers and uplifts. Virgo ascendant, Saturn as the fifth lord in Purva Ashada Nakshatra, fourth house. With Saturn in the fourth house, Purva Ashada's determined and disciplined energy influences your thoughts on family, home, and emotional security. You may often think about how to create a stable foundation for yourself and your loved ones, valuing resilience and strength within the home. Purva Ashada encourages you to approach family life with commitment, making your mind focused on building a supportive and empowering environment. Your thoughts are centered on fostering stability and unity in the family, valuing a home that reflects shared goals and resilience in the face of challenges. Libra Ascendant, Saturn as the fifth lord in Purva Ashada Nakshatra, third house. With Saturn in the third house, Purva Ashada's courageous and disciplined energy shapes your thoughts on communication, learning, and interactions with siblings or close friends. You're likely to think about how to approach your personal and intellectual goals with resilience, often striving to express your ideas confidently. Purva Ashada encourages you to pursue knowledge and self-expression with determination, making your mind focused on achieving clarity and impacting communication. Your thoughts are centered on building strong relationships through honest dialogue and persistence, valuing communication that reflects confidence and purpose. Scorpio Ascendant, Jupiter as the fifth lord in Purva Ashada Nakshatra, second house. With Jupiter in the second house, Purva Ashada's expansive and wise energy influences your thoughts on family values, finances, and self-worth. You may often think about how to create lasting security for yourself and your family, guided by a desire for abundance and stability. Purva Ashada encourages you to approach financial and family matters with optimism and vision, making your mind focused on building a foundation that supports growth and empowerment. Your thoughts are centered on wealth and security that are rooted in strong values, valuing prosperity that enables growth and self-confidence. Sagittarius Ascendant, Mars as the fifth lord in Purva Ashada Nakshatra, first house. With Mars in the first house, Purva Ashada's dynamic and driven energy strongly influences your sense of self and personal expression. You may often think about how to assert yourself and pursue your goals with vigor and determination, valuing personal strength and independence. Purva Ashada encourages you to approach life with confidence and a pioneering spirit, making your mind focused on achieving success through direct action and resilience. Your thoughts are centered on self-mastery and purposeful action, valuing courage and the power of personal conviction. Capricorn Ascendant, Venus as the fifth lord in Purva Ashada Nakshatra, 12th house. With Venus in the 12th house, Purva Ashada's introspective and empowering energy shapes your thoughts on spirituality, solitude, and inner fulfillment. You may often think about how to find joy and strength through spiritual practices and introspection, guided by a desire for peace and personal growth. Purva Ashada encourages you to explore the inner world with optimism and openness, making your mind focused on finding empowerment through inner harmony. Your thoughts are centered on achieving a sense of purpose and peace within, valuing spiritual growth that leads to self-acceptance and fulfillment. Aquarius Ascendant, Mercury as the fifth lord in Purva Ashada Nakshatra, 11th house. With Mercury in the 11th house, Purva Ashada's enthusiastic and socially driven energy enhances your thoughts on friendships, aspirations, and intellectual pursuits. You're likely to think about how to expand your network and pursue goals that align with your vision, valuing connections that inspire growth. Purva Ashada encourages you to approach friendships and aspirations with a spirit of optimism and curiosity, making your mind focused on building meaningful connections. Your thoughts are centered on achieving shared goals and engaging in stimulating conversations, valuing intellectual growth and camaraderie. Pisces Ascendant, Moon as the fifth lord in Purva Ashada Nakshatra, 10th house. With the moon as the fifth lord in the 10th house, Purva Ashada's ambitious and nurturing energy influences your thoughts on career, public image, and achievements. You may often think about how to create a professional legacy that reflects personal fulfillment and compassion, valuing a career that supports both success and well-being. Purva Ashada encourages you to approach your career with optimism and resilience, making your mind focused on achieving goals that bring emotional and professional satisfaction. Your thoughts are centered on creating a meaningful public impact, valuing a career that empowers you and positively influences others.